I am Roberta Schultz. Why would a former poet laureate of Kentucky undertake a comprehensive study of Elkhorn Creek? In Elkhorn, Evolution of a Kentucky Landscape, published earlier this fall by University Press of Kentucky, Richard Taylor offers a marvelous work of Kentucky history, rendered in a poet's voice and fueled by something he calls topophilia. According to Taylor, poet W.H. Auden coined the term topophilia, which means love of place. And in Taylor's case, his curiosity about the land that he lives on and the house he is dedicated to restoring, the historic Giltner Holt House along the banks of the Elkhorn, just outside of Frankfort, Kentucky, opened doors into a wider past, inviting in the stories of all those who came before. Early in the book, when Taylor discusses the importance of naming things around us, I was already sucked into this fascinating saga of his beloved place. After all, as a child, I moved from urban Newport, Kentucky, to a rural paradise called Grant's Lick, where suddenly the word tree was not adequate to describe all the species I would soon encounter. And to make matters worse, or better as I now see it, my sixth grade teacher was a transplant from Alaska named Carl DeHaven, who believed that sixth graders should spend their summers getting to know the place they call home by collecting and labeling as many wildflowers and tree leaves as they could cram into a keepsake album. Soon I knew about sycamores, sassafras, and hickories, bittersweet, and violets. Eventually I understood what a salt lick was, and that fossils in the Limestone Creek came from a period when Kentucky was underwater, and that the arrowheads I found in our yard were made by people who had lived on our acre thousands of years prior. What makes Taylor's account of the Elkhorn resonate for me is the way he structures the story of place. He starts where he is, living in a historic house along the Elkhorn that needs much work and attention, and takes the reader on a journey back to those who walked those banks in earlier times. Along the way, he knits the chapters together with imaginative vignettes that offer close-up witness into the history of Kentucky, filtered through one place. The reader experiences epochs of geology, megafauna like the mammoth discovered in a farmer's pond, indigenous people who lived in that area for thousands of years, the first settlers who were claiming land as payment for their service in revolutionary battles, the resulting clashes between the original inhabitants and those viewed by them as threatening interlopers, and some interesting stories about early politicians who may or may not have colluded with Spain. Another chapter reveals Kentucky's importance in developing the papermaking process and how Ebenezer Stedman's memoir documented that process for posterity. The Elkhorn became the site for many subsequent mills because of its swiftly flowing water, and after A.W. Macklin built his dam, the mills brought profit and prosperity to their owners until the Civil War caused their gradual decline. Other interesting chapters discuss the career of painter Paul Sawyer and his relationship to the Elkhorn as a subject for his paintings, the various architectural ruins one can encounter while boating on the creek, the Elkhorn is a well-loved fishery, the interest that ecologists, naturalists, and botanists developed for the Elkhorn during the 20th century, and even a recent assessment of the waterway's suitability for recreation. In the epilogue, Taylor describes how he and some friends set out one day for a kayak journey and ended up discovering beams from a dam that was probably constructed by Ebenezer Stedman's millworkers in the mid-1800s. What I like most about Elkhorn, Evolution of a Kentucky Landscape, are Richard Taylor's musings on this place he loves and calls home, as he does in this passage from the epilogue. The creek stands as an emblem of constancy and change. Never does it flow at the same level, exactly the same temperature, the same velocity. A couple of times in the narrative, Taylor quotes Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher known for saying, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." How true that when we learn more about a place, we are changed by that knowledge in significant ways that both broaden and deepen our connections. You can find the link to Elkhorn, Evolution of a Kentucky Landscape by Richard Taylor at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.